Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Uncomfortable family squabble. Doesn't your stomach's kind of in knots? Like, oh, come on, just
awkward,
isn't it? Doesn't it feel like that? You got Trump on one side and Matt Gaetz on the other side, and Kevin McCarthy on one side, and you know, Lauren Boebert on the other. I just
it's like Archie Bunker's house. You got Meathead over there. You got Archie here. You got Edith with the nothing to give. It's like, you guys, come on.
Stifle Edith.
Yeah.
We need to be more like the Cosby House.
Very good.
All together.
Right. Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is.
Someone texted in, Matt Gaetz has a point. How does loving corruption charges at the speaker specifically and Republicans in general?
Slow down. I didn't get all that.
He said, how does leveling corruption charges at the speaker specifically and Republicans in general nationally make for a good point? Is that a persuasive argument for a party I should continue following? He's burning the party down, Matt Gaetz.
Interesting.
I think there's some great points to the American Freedom Caucus and why they're doing it. My problem is that it doesn't matter if they're good points. There's no win. There's no win.
Yeah, if you let every five people in a conference sort of just shut things down, you can't govern. I think some good things have come out of this. I think some rule changes are there. I think that you'll have the Freedom Caucus make some steps down the road. You just can't do all this in one day. You can't. So here's my question for you today, our fine audience, on what's on your mind. What do you want to happen here? Who do you want to be speaker? What would you like to see be a resolution to this awkward family squabble? Tell me. And Mark Levin last night, and I'll share some of these as we go throughout the program, but he was quite critical of some of the key people that are up front here. What do I mean by that? Basically saying, they said, we want chairmanships. No, you can't have a chairmanship. You know, it was like they were trying to personally better themselves as part of this before they were a yes vote. You know, Ryan Zenke said, Ryan Zenke's a newly elected member of Congress from Montana, a great conservative, said it's become about fundraising for them and their personal wishes. So, these are things that you need to keep an eye on and try and sort out. And I want to know from you what you want to happen. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. What's your vote? What should happen here, given the status we're at right now? Let's go to Moorhead. And, Craig, you have a question or comment. You're up on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Say, I'm livid right now. For 2 years, we've seen phony impeachments. We've seen FBI go, and Garland go after school board members, people. All the crap that's been going on. We need somebody to get in there and look into everything that's been going on the southern border, and now Gates and these clowns are doing this. It's absurd.
Was it winnable? You know, I mean, this is at some point you have to say, I've made my point, time to move on, right?
This is what makes people like me say, the hell with all of them. You guys, I'll just never give anybody another dollar. I'll just, you guys help them destroy the country. I'll move on and let the Dems do it. We'll go over the cliff faster this way. It's just insanity.
I tend to agree with you, Craig.
Everybody.
I tend to agree with you. I want action. I want them to use the precious amount of time that they have. We know that Republicans will control the House, and that's the only thing we control. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the White House. So use it. Go to work. We lost that yesterday, a day of it.
Agreed.
I hope they get their act together.
Well, they better.
Craig, appreciate the call. Thank you. Jacob, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Scott, Steve, how you guys doing? Good morning. If the people want Jim Jordan, and he's an elected representative, then why doesn't he just step up and McCarthy's always support behind him and say, yeah, he'll do the same job I will?
Well, they don't want him, though.
But if I'm McCarthy...
That's the problem. They don't want him. I mean, McCarthy, a few do, but...
First of all, if I'm McCarthy, I don't want the job. Because the job is wrangling 222 members of the House.
You mean if you're Jordan, you don't want the job.
Sorry, yes. If I'm Jim Jordan, I don't want the job.
Right.
Because I've got 222 members to wrangle, and I want to be chair of the Judiciary Committee and actually get some of this investigation done. So he doesn't want the job.
That isn't his purview. It really isn't in his wheelhouse. He kind of said that.
He said as much.
Well, I can tell you why people want him. It's because they've seen him fight more on TV.
Oh, no doubt.
Conservative causes than Kevin McCarthy, and he's always fighting in the background.
100% like, agree.
We didn't see Nancy Pelosi fight up front. She fought in the background against Kevin.
He was
Kevin fought in the background against her.
He was great. There's no doubt about it. He was great. And if he were a candidate for Speaker, it would be an interesting contest. He's not. He doesn't want it. He does not want the gig. And despite the fact some people don't like Kevin McCarthy and do like Jim Jordan, he only got 20 votes.
Well, and there's a large bulk. I mean, like Hugh Hewitt said this morning, there'd be 50 people that Kevin McCarthy would take with him that won't. They'll vote for him no matter what, because the guy raised $250 million to get people elected.
Yeah.
He bought and earned a lot of loyalty there. So I want things too. I totally agree with Jacob on the fight that Jim Jordan has and guys like Matt Gaetz. I love it. And they're there for a while, and the swamp will drain a bit every day. But you're not going to – and if you let this go to Hakeem Jeffries, you can might as well put him, you know, put another 100 gallons, whatever, back into the swamp, because that's all that will happen.
The Democrats are very good.
Tactics.
You saw some enormous discipline there yesterday. And don't think they aren't saying, okay, who could we pick off to get to 218? You can be sure. So we got to vote for McCarthy, and we got to vote for, I guess, Jordan. I'll call that Jordan Other. What do you want? 271-1100. We had a call off the air that came in earlier. Kev, when you have a moment, roll that. Texter says, I'm proud that we have 20 good men and women in Congress, at least. You know what? The Freedom Caucus does good work. And in a House of Representatives, where you have 218 members, you have to build coalitions. You can't just stop stuff. You can do some of that, but you also got to do stuff.
Well, Jacob's mentioned about the fight that Jim Jordan has that people see when he's on, and that's awesome. But that level, it doesn't matter how loud you yell or whatever you do, it is the way it is in the park right now. You're not going to get the Ferris wheel to go any faster. You got it to go a little faster. Take that and use that as a win. Here's that call that came in if you want.
I would ask this texter, being proud that we have 20 good men and women in Congress standing up to that.
And we're going
to
get more.
Is Jim Jordan not a good men in Congress, right? You know, think of some of these people. Kelly Armstrong? How about Donald Trump? He's supporting Kevin McCarthy. So I would be careful to suggest only the 20 people that support McCarthy are good, but I'll put that down for Jordan and other. Thanks for the vote. Text 701-237-1590. Call 701-271-1100. And we're going to come back from the break, and we'll play a call from a listener that came in off the break before the segment got started, by the way. And also welcome other calls, questions, or comments as well at 701-271-1100. Question of the day, how should this food fight be resolved? Can I call it a food fight?
Or
Is that going
That's a good way to, yeah.
Is that going to upset people that don't want McCarthy? It's not a food fight. It's a battle for the country. Whatever you want to call it. It is definitely a battle between someone with 202 votes, Kevin McCarthy, but he needs 218 to be Speaker of the House.
Well, and you have to look at the battles you can win, and will this winning this battle win the war? There are many battles in a war, and we're in a war here. So this is not a battle to fight.
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. Do these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you today by our friends at Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com. If you're looking for investment property, you want to talk to the pros at Choice Investments. They're the pros because they know where's that land development going? Where's the right direction to go? How to be ahead of the curve a little bit. That's what they do at Choice Investments. Commercial real estate, land development, KJOSinvestments.com. All right, 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. Text number 701-237-1590. We're expecting a call from Congressman Kelly Armstrong at some point. He's been right in the middle of this. Saw him on the floor yesterday talking to Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan and others as one of the strategists trying to get the speaker across the finish line. Not the speaker yet. The speaker to be across the finish line. And anyway, he got pulled into a meeting, so we're going to have that conversation as soon as we can. Also, Governor Doug Burgum joining us a little later on the program as well. Question we're asking you is, how should this movie end? Who do you want, McCarthy or somebody else? 701-271-1100. Text 701-237-1590. Let's play Chip Roy. He's been one of the guys that I think you listen to him and say, this guy's great. He's fantastic.
Yeah, I'd really like him.
And
Texas guys.
He also said pretty clearly, look, I don't oppose Kevin McCarthy as personally. I like the guy. This is not personal. This is what's the best thing for the caucus, the conference, the country. Here, roll that clip from yesterday.
And leading the charge for my constituents who are tired of the swamp continuing to do what the swamp does. And we saw it on full display with the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. Now, my friend Jim Jordan, who just nominated Kevin McCarthy, who I also consider a friend, said that, hey, we need to put the people in place to stop bills like that. But that's the problem. Everybody's out there saying, oh, we got everything we wanted. We got rules changes. Let me tell you something. We have no way to enforce those rules changes. The speaker-elect has a history of voting with Democrats and voting with the minority against the majority Republicans over the last decade. He's been speaker or in the leadership of Republicans since 2009. During that time, the debt has gone from $11 trillion to $32 trillion. In other words, we want to be able to have a check against the swamp. We made good faith changes. We worked hard to get them, but we needed a little bit more in order to assure that we have the power to actually stop the swamp from rolling over the American people, who are sick of bills that spend money we don't have, are sick of open borders, are sick of empowering the bureaucrats to go after them, and we're sick and tired of a Congress that's not doing its job. So this is about changing this town. I wasn't sent here for second place. I was sent here to get the job done, and we need the leadership and the tools to do it.
All right. I want to just quickly say, when you listen to that, you say it's great. Why are you only able to muster 20 votes? If you don't like McCarthy, your argument to your conference to have somebody else present a formidable challenge to him hasn't worked. So while I agree with everything he said, you're failing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And again, McCarthy takes 50 people with him no matter what. If he steps down, they're still going to vote for him and the other, whoever gets nominated. So there's no way, I mean, you're 20 the other side, he takes 50, you're still down net 30.
So it's like, you know.
So Hakeem Jeffries is still the speaker.
I got a field goal in a football game that's about to end.
Yeah.
And I'm down 20-3. Well, okay, you didn't kick enough field goals or score enough touchdowns. And to put all the debt on McCarthy is a little rich, too. I mean, you know, I don't like that debt, but Donald Trump put some of that debt on. And a whole lot of that was Barack Obama doubling the debt and having a Democratic Congress to do it. So Chip Roy makes a lot of sense in a lot of areas, but the argument has fallen on deaf ears with an opponent. Let's get Gus in here. Gus, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gus.
Gus, you there? Go ahead.
I'm here.
Hey, Gus, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Enjoying your conversation. First off, I'd like to say a famous president once said, the House divided. And secondly, I remember a time when the colonies were trying to work it out, and there was this picture of a snake chopped up into pieces, unite or die. And thirdly, I believe this could be all settled in about an hour if the Republican caucus would go in the back room. risk, divide up the players, and let the larger group wipe out the smaller group, and there we go.
A game of risk, huh?
Game of risk.
Well, I'm all for backroom deals. There's been a lot of that to this point, and I think it's been now it's a staring contest. Who's going to blink?
Time for some rock, paper, scissors, I think.
I think so.
I don't know whatever, but yeah.
Gus, who do you want to win?
This is the one thing that bothered me when the media made such a big fuss about Trump making the announcement 2 years out of the gates about his presidency, and everybody was wondering about, what's DeSantis going to do? And the election hadn't even taken place. And I was more worried about what was going to happen to the Senate and the House than anything. And it is exactly happening the way I see it, is that they can't come together themselves. So why the hell worry about Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis when you can't, for the here and now is right with the House and Senate?
So I hear you saying McCarthy's the choice at this point and get on with governing.
You hear correctly. That's the only choice.
Gus, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Here's another that came in earlier on What's On Your Mind.
I don't know if, I guess, it's hilarious listening to you guys and watching you guys about panicking about McCarthy not getting in right away. It's democracy at work. It's debate. It's healthy. Let us take a few days or a week, even 2 weeks. Let us take a few days or a week, please. Kevin McCarthy needs to cave to the conservatives' wishes. There's an excellent couple of things. Kevin McCarthy, we caught him renting a penthouse from Frank Luntz, right? We caught him on that. We caught him. He's on the tapes of January 6th degrading our great President Trump, bad-mouthing him. He was part of that coup with January 6th. He's part of the coup against Trump, Kevin McCarthy. He's a sellout to the lobbyists. When Kevin McCarthy said Kelly Armstrong and those other two, there were three approved by Pelosi, right? He had a choice of five Republicans. He couldn't have Jim Banks and he couldn't have Jim Jordan. That's fine. Put a couple of women on the panel, right? Put a couple of women. Jim Banks and Jim Jordan can be advisors behind the scenes. But no, McCarthy is a sellout to the Democrats, an anti-Trumper.
Do you think
she goes on?
Do you think she's for somebody other than McCarthy? I couldn't tell.
Well, here's the problem. I get it. I get all this. But again, it's the rules that are. You got to play by the rules of the game, not the rules you want the game to be.
And I also say,
there's no win.
If you're worried about him being anti-Trump, Trump isn't worried about him being anti-Trump. Trump supports McCarthy.
Yeah. So. If he steps down, it's Hakeem Jeffries. So.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA News Update. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo's safety DeMar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest with a tight playoff schedule, and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game, suspended Monday, would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. The game was suspended in the first quarter when Hamlin suffered the cardiac arrest after making a tackle. The 24-year-old Hamlin remains in critical condition a day after the Bills said his heart stopped following the seemingly routine play. Hamlin tackled Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, who led with a shoulder, then briefly got up before collapsing. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge, and now the state is trying to find them so they can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's find out what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. The answer is home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I know that much. Let's get you a little more detail there, like Swedish meatballs. Oh, there we go, 45th in Fargo. Valley City has Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Beef and noodles in Harwood. There's Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, PetroServe USA. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Orange Chicken in Yulin, PetroServe USA, and Wednesday means you buy two fresh-baked cookies and you get one free. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Who's your pick for speaker? How do you want this to play out? I just saw a report that Fred Upton, a retired Republican member of Congress from Michigan, is saying he has enough Democratic votes that if he could get some Republican votes, he would be Speaker. Kind of a consensus candidate. That smells swampish to me.
That smells very swampish.
Yeah.
I can smell it from here.
Right, exactly right. Look, we have the majority. Let's rule like it. John, on the road, I want to talk about Kevin McCarthy. What's your vote, John?
Well, I think Kevin McCarthy is probably okay. I don't know. But when you were playing that cut by Chip Roy, and I listened to it earlier today on the Need to Know morning show, and I think what he's saying is they got a lot of concessions, but they haven't got any way to enforce this on Kevin McCarthy. So if you vote for him, and then all of a sudden it's, oh, gee, sorry, we can't do it that way. We're going to spend another $1.7 trillion. You know, we're going to be bipartisan. They haven't got any way to enforce what he said he was going to do on him. They want some way to enforce it. And I think part of it is, because I'd heard this before, they want to change the rules on how many people it would take to call a vote, another vote for Speaker of the House, you know, maybe to get rid of him if he didn't do what he said he was going to do. And I think maybe that's got something to do with it. I'm sure Kevin McCarthy doesn't want that. But I don't call this a food fight. I think that makes light of it. I think there's some very principled people here that are trying to do what Donald Trump was trying to do. And Donald Trump had the whole Democrat Party against him, and he had 40% at least of the Republican Party against him, and he still didn't let that stop him. If he would have, when I listen to you and I hear you say, well, he's got, you know, this is the way you do things. Well, they told Donald Trump he couldn't build a wall. He figured out a way to do it. So what I'm getting at is at some point you gotta, you know, you gotta break some dishes. And I don't necessarily see this as unhealthy. I see this as some way of, hopefully we can start doing stuff that's actually going to drain the swamp. And I guess one other thing, when I was listening to Need to Know Morning Show today, they had a guy on there that said, we need to get to our agenda and we need to stop the Democrats in the Senate. When I heard that, my first thought was, the first thing you got to do is stop the Republicans in the Senate that always want to go along with the Democrats. Then you can start working on a Democrat. But there's 40% of this party, and Mitch McConnell right now is meeting in Kentucky, the way I understand it, with Joe Biden. So who knows what they're going to come up with. And we got to do something to stop the Republican Party before we can stop the Democrat Party.
Mark Levin, nobody argues his conservative credentials, has said of this ordeal we're talking about, this battle, this difference of opinion, whatever we want to call it. I won't call it a food fight anymore, John, at your request.
Call it a battle. But
this isn't some principled conservative revolt against Kevin McCarthy or some battle over conservatism. He says this is about the personal designs of these individuals. So, and one of the things he gets ticked about is the fact that, okay, they asked for things, they got concessions, and then it wasn't enough, they wanted something else, including some of them wanting chairmanships. I think they're saying the right things. I cheer when I hear a lot of the opponents with what they're saying. I really do. But I also say there's a process, and you've got to say, okay, can I get there? You know, is it possible? Do I have a path to stopping this person? You know, your analogy on Donald Trump and the wall, he just said, well, okay, if you don't do it, then I'm going to do it this way, and I'm going to pull the money out of the military budget. Well, okay, what's their path? What is their path to getting there? Because we're playing with fire here, John. In my view, we're playing with fire. We end up with some deal where the Democrats cut a deal with some squishy Republican. We're done. We're done. Well, everything that was fought for in this thing. So this is nothing to mess with.
It bothers me, and I haven't heard Mark Levin say that, but I haven't been listening. But if he does, I mean, he makes a very good point. I won't argue with him at all. That
well, he talks about 17 of the 20 that have voted against McCarthy took money from McCarthy's PAC. So, you know, his case is that's not very principled. That's not very honorable. You know?
That's not.
Yeah.
If you're a Twitter
guy, there is a pretty good litany, and he talked about this on the air yesterday in great detail, but he's got a recap of what he talked about and, you know, some things on a few of these folks. You know, he was critical of Matt Gaetz, because Matt Gaetz was a Paul Ryan fan early on. So you check it out. It's worth looking at. I mean, he's raising the I think he's making some very good points on how this is not necessarily a principled battle, which is worth looking at, because, again, nobody questions the conservative credentials of Mark Levin, that's for sure.
No, I certainly don't. So
Nor
I
Trump.
I just
it's a tough one. It is a tough one. There's no doubt about it. It feels like, as I said,
the Republican Senate has already cut the legs out from under them on a lot of this stuff on the budget. So, or not the Republican Senate, but the Republican Party before the first of the year took care of a lot of the budget things they can do till September. So, I mean, we not only got a battle against the other party, we got a big battle against, you know, our own.
John, appreciate your thoughts today. Thank you very much. And the comment you mentioned from Newt Gingrich, just for folks that didn't hear that, let's roll Newt.
Well, look, I don't understand what they're doing. They're not voting against Kevin McCarthy. They're voting against over 215 members of their own conference. Their conference voted overwhelmingly, 85%, for McCarthy to be speaker. So this is a fight between a handful of people and the entire rest of the conference. And they're saying they have the right to screw up everything. Well, the precedent that sets is so do the moderates. So do the members from Florida. I mean, any five people can get up and say, I'm now going to screw up the conference too. The choice is Kevin McCarthy or chaos. And there's nobody going to replace Kevin because he has far more people totally dedicated to him than this handful of never-enders. And the result's going to be anybody who tried to replace Kevin would face total chaos. It would be impossible to govern. So I hope in the next 24 hours that this handful of members will realize they don't have the moral right to reject the choice of 85% of their conference. They don't have the moral right to break up the House against the wishes of over 215 fellow Republicans. And I think it's a remarkably short-sighted and candidly selfish position, and I don't understand where they're coming from.
Newt Gingrich, his take. Chaos. I also have to go back to an earlier caller, Kev, that said, you know, give this a few days. I'm not in any rush to get to the right decision, but I'm also not in any rush. I am in a rush to avoid catastrophe by there being a deal cut. So there's a careful balance there, no doubt about it. But I don't think you say, hey, nobody else deserves this but Kevin McCarthy. You know, you let the process out, you vote. Off-air call, roll that, Kev.
I agree with your previous caller. I've had it. You know, the Republicans, the Democrats stick together. And then the Republicans tell us they're going to fight the Democrats. And they end up fighting each other. The House controls the spending. Does this tell us anything? They're incompetent. I agree with your previous caller. I've had it.
All right, appreciate the call, and we will note that vote accordingly. We're taking your votes today on the program.
I get the frustration.
Let me get to a few texts here. Gates has a point. How does leveling corruption charges at the speaker specifically and Republicans in general nationally make for good points? Is that a persuasive argument for a party I should continue following? He's burning the party down. Point well taken. Montana listener, Jim Jordan is speaker. All right.
How?
Record that. Yeah.
I love that. Hey, you know, I'm Kevin Flynn for starting quarterback for the Vikings. I'm serious. I love that idea.
How in
God's green earth do we get there?
That's
wishful thinking. I love it, but not really reality.
Another listener says McCarthy now. Mark you down accordingly. Another, you're right, Scott. House Dems stick together. They're all liberals, and nowadays they're the only ones that can get elected. The GOP is made up of conservatives, moderates, and rhinos.
You're right.
Some are too stubborn to realize when they are a small minority and it's time to do what's best for the party. Sounds like a McCarthy vote at this point. Appreciate your comment. You guys are making good points. All right. We know where that boat goes.
That's a shot at a good point, right?
At this point,
someplace the buck has to stop, though. I get it.
They might as well elect McCarthy. People are getting their hopes up, thinking anything significant is going to come from the investigations. Right, kind of a half-hearted vote.
Kevin McCarthy doesn't have a problem with Jim Jordan leading oversight. They're going to get the Bulldogs on this that they need.
A Democratic speaker is not going to put Jim Jordan on judiciary.
No.
Trust me on this one thing.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why wouldn't we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Day 4 of the 2023 edition of What's on Your Mind, rolling on. Big question of the day. Who should be Speaker of the House? Kevin McCarthy or somebody else? What do you want these folks in this battle in Washington, D.C. to do in day 2 in the United States House? We have Governor Doug Burgum joining us the next hour, so stay tuned for that, and then we'll pick back up on the debate of McCarthy versus who. Brought to you today by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right here in West Fargo, and also in Bismarck, they're in Grand Forks. And you know what? If you're a podcast listener, I'd really encourage you to find Wanda Patrick's podcast and learn a little bit about the sauna, the miracle of the medical world. I'll say that again. Sauna, the miracle of the medical world, because what she does is makes a presentation before doctors who say, oh my gosh, this is incredible. She's wowing doctors. So the sauna is the miracle of the medical world. Why wouldn't you want one? You get 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits ever offered on the planet. You can get something Vince talks about all the time, every day made better, live longer. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, they have a sauna selection right now that is fantastic. Really, really, really good. Let's get John at Grand Forks in here. Kevin has an off-air call as well. And then Big Game James. James McCarty, our Flag Family Sports Director, going to do a little countdown on Frisco for Sunday. John, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a congressman to hold that office. You can be somebody outside of government. But I was thinking of Vice President Pence. He was a congressman. He could do the job as speaker. Just bring him in.
You know, it's you're right. That's a possibility. So I'm going to put you down under the other category on whether or not.
Yeah, he's got credentials. He's, I think he did a good job as vice president, and he was a good congressman before that.
We could get something crazy like that, or we could get a Democrat. You know, I mean, this is the scenario. This is honestly why I worry a little bit in this battle. If it goes on too long, it's something very bizarre that could rob us of that Republican majority could happen. But, you know,
that would be well known and
middle ground. Yeah, I mean, I'd think that group of 20 that's opposing McCarthy would oppose Pence. Myself, but I could be wrong.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I mean,
thinking he's a little rhino-y maybe too.
Causing the same thing.
Yep.
And they're obviously not listening to Trump because Trump has come out and said, no, let's go. James McCarty, our Flag Family Sports Director, is here. You feeling the excitement? It's Wednesday, the game's Sunday.
Oh, we're 24 hours close. Hey, at this time tomorrow, I'll be on with you guys, but I'm going to be on my way down to Frisco.
Very nice.
Yeah,
it's starting
to get real.
And then our Friday broadcast from Frisco.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be exciting.
Very nice.
For that.
And our broadcast brought to you, among others, Gate City Bank. Fan Cam, that's a good one.
Oh, that's going to be an absolute blast. I've already been talking with Jason and Michael about trying to fiddle our ways into the pep rallies for both schools, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an absolute blast being able to just see what it's going to be like with the Dakota Marker for a national championship, because you always see the crazy rowdy fans, but it's going to be next level here between the Jacks and the Bison. That's for dang sure.
And that's one thing you'll find in our coverage. These guys do a great job of not only covering the storylines for the game and what you need to know in the countdown, but also the fan experience. Which
the fan's going to be able to get along.
Something that we pride ourselves
on. We're just going to a little Philly, are we?
They'll be Dakota nice.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
You'll see somebody in the opposing color. You'll give them grief for either not winning a national championship or for not winning the last time they hosted you, and then you'll hand them a beverage, and you'll joke about it the rest of the night.
I was kidding. I totally agree.
That's about how the Dakotas work. That's right. What I love about it so much.
Anything new on the game front?
You know what? For what it's worth at this point, this is not a set-in-stone anything, but the first depth chart of the week, two-deep depth chart of this week dropped last night, and Will and Eli Mostart, the Mostart twins, neither of those two were on the two deep.
Wow.
Tamarick Williams, who would be a 1-2 punch with Kobe Johnson in the backfield, who got hurt in the quarterfinals, he was not on it either. And then same thing with Raja Nelson, who was left off of it at this point in time, who got hurt in one of those playoff games as well in the wide receiving corps. So those are four very big impact type guys, three of which we were very hopeful will play at this point still. Of course, you know, Eli Mostert coming back from that leg injury that he had early on in the season. We weren't expecting him to play, but if he does, it would just be a bonus to get, you know, X amount of snaps, whether that's a half a dozen or a dozen or something of that sort. But it'll be really interesting to see if those guys make their way onto the two deep in the next 48 to 72 hours.
Which, there could be a little gamesmanship going on there, too.
100%. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know dang well that the coaching staff for South Dakota State and Coach Stegelmeyer's looking at that. It's a matter of if they take it with a grain of salt or not. But you know Coach Jensen, his staff is doing the same thing with South Dakota State in mind at that rate as well. And thank you to some of our friends that are helping make this trip possible. Welton's Tire Service, Traditions Restaurant and Bar, Cole Papers, ND Estate Services, and, of course, Gate City Bank. That's going to make the video production happen. That's going to be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
North Dakota Sweet Crude. I might have to pack up a case of that and bring it down for our friends. Prairie Supply as well for it. So thank you to help, for helping make that possible. And when I saw North Dakota Sweet Crude was jumping on, I thought, man, we're going to have a good weekend.
You're working here.
Part of the fun.
Yeah, we're only working.
Yeah, thank you for reminding that. Governor Burgum, when we come back and more of the speaker debate, don't go away.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.